Testing.
You may want to bring that up closer to your mouth.
All right. Life.
Life.
I'm here today to talk about life. Do you have it?
Yes.
As we review this 12 power life, let us revisit the definition of life. It's defined as the capacity to grow. It's defined as the ability to change, have ongoing change. It's defined as being able to transform. Life. I want to revisit the definition again. Life is defined as the capacity to grow. Functional activity. Functional, meaning life is highly intellectual to put into place functional activity. Functional meaning productivity. The ability to do things without dying, the ability to function towards a purpose or a goal and actually produce life. The ability to have change. Change, ongoing change. Life. Life is so intellectual. It can put into place processes, order, structure, that's so intellectual that reproduces life again. And that's why we have reproduction. Life. Do we have it? Many people thought Yahushua, the Christ, was crazy when he said in the Gospel of John, "I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." If you put the definition of life in that text, it reads like this. Please listen. I have come that you might have the capacity to grow. That's spiritually, mentally, physically. I have come that you may have spiritual transformation to its highest potential. That you may be able to change and experience all of God, fellowship with God. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, people thought he was crazy, but I studied something that I want to leave you to ponder this morning. In the times when Yahushua came and spoke that in this earth, it was literally one of the most death-run societies. Death. Hanging people on a tree. Sacrificial things to have spirituality. Killings. It was literally one of the most poverty-stricken societies that have existed. So people thought he was crazy, but what he was saying is, again, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The illumination of your true identity and purpose. A unity with God. Another definition of life from the script, from that scripture in the Strong Concordance, it translates from the Greek language. It means vitality, a condition that one can experience in its fullness if in the presence of God, life. Yahushua was demonstrating this vitality and life, this source that has no end, that nurtures our spiritual life. He was demonstrating the principles because, again, when I read to you the definition of life, it speaks about functional activity. And he demonstrates the divine strategies that sustain life and allow it to be functional without decay, functional without death. Principles like service, order, government, unity, love, integrity, community, fellowship, family, and prayer. And the living word of God. So not only offering abundant life, but the illumination that allows for you to sustain it and the fellowship with God that seals the deal. For anyone out there that's curious, when I was studying this scripture, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Some scholars believe that this is one of the most important statements that Yahushua made to mankind. Why? It tells why he came. It tells of his goals and intentions for you. This is foundational for a knowledge and relationship with God. To understand that he cares about your life. He cares about your life. He cares about your capacity to grow spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. He cares about your ability to change and transform into everything that he created you to be. He is the ultimate life giver. Life. I want to close with a scripture. Let me give you the address of it in case you want to study or meditate on your own. And just a minute, please. It's first, excuse me, it's Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. For Christ has granted to us all, I love the word all, everything that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. Now I want to read it with the definition of life inserted. Christ has granted to us all things that pertain to growth, change, development, productivity, transformation, enlightenment, through the knowledge of him who has called us to his own glory and excellence. Go with me now into meditation. As we get grounded in the body, I want to listen to what the Spirit is saying right now. Let's take a little extra time than normal to get really grounded in the body. One of the great things about this 12 power life is we have the ability to resuscitate. That's how we exert this power. That's how we use it. We have the ability to resuscitate things that seem lifeless. In our world today, if you take a real good look, after the pandemic, a lot of things need to be resuscitated. And so the Spirit knows exactly what it's doing by recalling to mind this morning life. Where do you need to use this power? Wherever that is for you, this power is available. And you are completely energized by the breath of God, life. The places where you think you cannot be productive, the Spirit is saying you can produce in that area because you have access to the power of life. So I speak life into those areas. Receive it. And lastly, let us just for a minute, collectively, with our collective energy, hold the power of life for those who need it. For the families who need it, for our first responders who need it, for your dreams, and for the condition of our world. And so it is. Enjoy this day of life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.